النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the pure and noble direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, he was the 10th divinely appointed successor, and he was the 10th divinely appointed trustee to the final seal of prophethood, the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had complete mastery over the Islamic sciences and even the non-Islamic sciences. All people came and benefited from Imam al-Hadi's vast treasures of knowledge and wisdom. Whether it was the sciences that dealt with the Qur'an, or the seerah and the sunnah of the infallibles, or whether it was the sciences of philosophy, theology, jurisprudence, anything that was posed to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam as a question was answered by his eminence. And all this despite his tender age, for he was quite young when Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam attained the position of Imama, gifted and endowed to him by the Almighty Allah.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifat.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. There's a very beautiful conversation, and the statements that are put forth by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam are truly unbelievable. Of course, they are believable, but you know what I mean. In this sense, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, in this context and in this situation, was speaking with one of his companions, and his companion had asked His Eminence about something regarding the end of times. He wanted to have some information. Now, we find that the divinely appointed Imams, they did not give out a complete picture of every single thing that was going to happen at the end of time. Of course, they had to leave certain things up to fate, and they had to let certain things happen without us knowing everything. Now, whether they knew or they didn't know all of the minor details, that is a different subject. There are some esteemed scholars who say yes, that they did know all of the details that were going to occur, and this was all written in a book that they inherit from one another. Sometimes it is called the Sahifa of Fatima, this book of Fatima, which has these events recorded in it. Other scholars say no, that they have general knowledge about all of the events that will occur, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them knowledge when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seems it to be fit. Regardless of that discussion, though, here the individual came and he asked Imam Hadi alayhi salam about, the end of time and what will happen. And it's interesting, Imam Hadi alayhi salam, he replies, he says that the Messenger of Allah told Imam Ali alayhi salam one of the things that what was going to happen at the end of time. And the Messenger of Allah, he said, "Oh Ali, at the end of time, there will be a group of people following you where other people will hate those people. But if they love them, these people who hate them, if they love the people who follow Imam Ali, it will be better for them if they knew. They, that group of people who love Imam Ali at the end of the time, will prefer Ali to their fathers, their mothers, their brothers, their tribes, and all their relatives. The best blessings of Allah be upon them. Those people will be resurrected under the banner of hamd and praise. And furthermore, Allah will forgive their bad deeds and exalt their positions as a reward for what they have done." Here, what a beautiful thing that we have been foretold about the end of time. It's interesting, we find that in the present day, even though we don't like to make a direct connection and say that this tradition is specifically talking about, you know, the present day and present events, but it is quite similar, and it is quite interesting how similar it is that in the present day we find people such as the followers of the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic, you know, who are people who love Imam Ali and who follow Imam Ali, and in response of their love and following of Imam Ali and trying to implement the orders of Imam Ali alayhi salam, there's a lot of people and a lot of nations in the world who hate them. If only those people who hate this system knew that it was better for them. And it is interesting that this group, if we want to kind of loosely say these people who love Imam Ali alayhi salam, and we see this the present day in the Islamic Revolution's era, that they preferred Imam Ali and the defense of Islam and the defense of truth and the defense of the Messenger of Allah and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim al-salam, they looked past their own lives and their brothers and their tribes and their relatives, and they went and they sacrificed themselves in order to defend Islam. And truly, the best blessings of Allah will be upon these people who are trying to implement the rule of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam upon the earth. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi as-salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.